Some of the birds that spend summers in Wisconsin migrate as far south as Central and South America. Wildlife ecologists have been saying for years that disappearing habitat, hunting or poaching, and pollutants are killing a growing number of birds during their stay down south. Jeff Haskins is with the Fish and Wildlife Service near the U.S.-Mexican border. He says wintertime numbers of some waterfowl are higher than a decade ago, but he says other birds are finding more impediments while they're in the air.
The likes of which are perhaps wind turbines or additional microwave towers or larger skyscrapers. Those things are there, they've been in the environment, but there are more of them now.
The group Conservation International tries to promote cross-border collaborations that help wildlife. Executive Director Tom Locker says some Central American countries are seeing an upswing in the number of people who are committed to protecting migrating birds. But he also says China and India are taking more natural resources from Latin America and affecting wildlife habitat.
It's very difficult for Mexico to influence the growth of China. I mean, it's a thing that each individual country has to stand up for its own resources and implement its own policies to protect and conserve these areas.
Locker says the situation for migratory birds, bats, and butterflies is not hopeless, but few experts predict any dramatic growth in the number of flyers that make it back to Wisconsin in the summer. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.